Go Beyond Normal. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 59. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, podcaster, author, and speaker. And in fact, the sponsor of this episode is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and give you takeaways that you can use immediately. You can find every episode on my website, recruitme.com, or you can get an app, and it's much easier that way. The Apple Podcast app and Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. That's where you can find me each week. Every Tuesday, I release. And so this episode, doing Facebook Live on a Monday night, and those who are watching, you get a, you know, you're the first to see it, first to hear it, and then others getting a chance to listen to it or it'll be archived on my RecruitMe Facebook page. Just got back from a conference last week. Got my badge here to show it. It was Podcast Movement, and I learned how to do podcasting better. Met a lot of neat people, got a chance to really dig in on that. Like, I'm digging into recruiting. Well, we really dug into podcasting, and I want to do the best I can for you. I want to deliver the best podcast every week, every episode to you. So maybe I'll step up and step my game up a little bit, which, you know, I've been doing podcasting for 2 years and radio for 30 years, but there's always something we can learn. And I think there's a parallel between that and athletics. You know, you're an athlete, you can always get better. Parents, your son or daughter can always get better. And the better you are, the more it takes to put it up in the next notch. And if you're pursuing an athletic scholarship, man, you got to have talent. There's no substitute for that. You got to have talent. These other things that I talk about are with a talent as a prerequisite. So what you hear on this podcast, what you read in the book, what you get on my website, all these things, the prerequisite is that you have talent and you can compete at the next level. But we always got to be learning. And I went back and learned last week. Sat under the teaching of other podcasters, some who have been doing it longer than I have, some who haven't. And you know what? I learned from just about everyone. I came back with 5 or 6 pages of notes, and I boiled that down to 8 takeaways, which was what I encourage you to do. As you learn about recruiting, as you learn how to compete better, as you learn how to be a more talented athlete, you know, boil it down to a few things that you can do. Now, I had 8 things on my list that I need to do for the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. You probably shouldn't take that many when you're doing this recruiting thing and in your sport as well. Maybe 1 or 2 things that you can do in the next 3 months. But don't ever stop learning. That's how you get better. Learn from others who are doing it. This episode, I've already mentioned that it's called a little bit different title than I usually do. It's called Go Beyond Normal. Go beyond normal in your recruiting. And we're going to talk about that. Before we get to it, I want to remind you that I got a freebie on my website. I mentioned before that I'm going to be taking this down soon, and I really will, because I got another one that's going to come up right after that. But for the next couple weeks, you can go to recruitme.com and get How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. It's just a 3 or 4 page download. Great starter for you. And I'll also make sure that you're automatically going to receive my 7-day recruiting jumpstart. You'll get that. Just opt in for the How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. All right. So going beyond normal, and there is a point to this. I go back to a story in my own life. It was like 17 years ago, and we were at Cooperstown. Have you ever been to the Baseball Hall of Fame? Or the Football Hall of Fame? Here in Colorado Springs, we have the National Rodeo Hall of Fame. I've actually been there. I didn't stay long, just not a rodeo fan. But baseball, I am. So our family went to the Hall of Fame. My sister and her family lived really close to it, like 30 minutes away. So we stayed with her. And this was an absolute blast for me to be able to go to the Hall of Fame. I could have spent all day there. We didn't. But It was really neat. And Cooperstown is a great place. Small town. There's a lake. Oh, it's pretty awesome. Lots of baseball fields around. The youth baseball has moved in as well. And on the outskirts, a lot of youth baseball diamonds and tournaments that were going on. Went through the Hall of Fame. Had our kids there. They enjoyed it too, I think. And then went outside and there's this stadium. This is where the Hall of Fame game is played every year. I don't know how old this stadium is, probably over 100 years old. And that, as I stood there and looked at that, it's like, man, some of the greatest players in baseball played here at one point. I mean, one game a year, they have Major League game, Hall of Fame game, and it's a thrill for those who come and watch. But that day, it was almost like crickets. There were a few people there. There was a game going on in the field. I couldn't believe it. So I sat in the stands for a little while, watched the game going on, and it was a youth game. So I'm thinking, I guess they use the stadium for other things. And they do. So during the game, I went down, and at the time I was coaching our kids' youth baseball team. I think they were 16 at the time. So I went down and just hung around one of the dugouts over the fence there, and I got to talking to one of the coaches. And I said, so what's going on here? He says, well, we're from New York City, and we came up, and we're here for a few days, have this little tournament going, and we're playing here on this field. Just like normal, that was what he said. And I'm thinking, you're playing on the Hall of Fame baseball field? Double day field, you're on it, you're playing. How do you do this? He says, well, you just sign up. You reserve the field. You reserve the field to get it for 2 hours. Comes with umpires, grounds crew, everything's taken care of. So we got together with these teams and we decided let's rent the field for a couple days and we have this tournament going on. And a light went on in my head. A light went on. And I said, okay, I got my family here. I coach a team in California. Wouldn't it be awesome if we came back and next year we were playing here for a few days? So I asked the coach if he would be interested in putting something together for next year. He said, sure. Well, next year, a year from that time, we were there with our 16-year-old team, I guess it was by that time. Our 16-year-old team playing in a three-day tournament on Doubleday Field that was a great memory for me, but for them, memory of a lifetime. We played two teams from New York City, one from Long Island, another one from, I think, the Bronx, and another team came up from Pennsylvania to play us. The bus driver accidentally took them to Williamsport, by the way, which is nowhere near Cooperstown. They got there late the first night. But we played a four-game tournament. It was a thrill of a lifetime, a memory that, yes, that goes beyond normal. It goes beyond normal. Yes, I said, let's do it. And let's do what it takes. We had to raise the money, had to convince the parents. They had to get there. We had to get the kids there. We had to fund the whole thing. We sold ads in a program. We did other things to fund this so we could be there the next year for a memory of a lifetime. So not everybody plays at Doubleday Field. Very, very small percentage does, but we played at Doubleday Field. And so my question to you, let's bring it back to athletic scholarships, is what can you do in pursuing an athletic scholarship as a family that goes beyond normal, that goes beyond the status quo? What is it? What are you doing now, and what could you do that could go beyond the status quo? Now, if you're not sure and you don't have an answer to that because you wonder if it's right or it's wrong, what I want to do is zero in on one thing in this episode that you can do that goes beyond the status quo. And this is it, because you'll get why I'm camping on this. And this is one thing I cover in the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, and it is this. Don't rely on online registries to get results. I'm not going to name any, but you know, in fact, your kid may be on one or two or three right now, and you're wondering, where are the contacts? Where are the calls? And you're waiting, but nothing's happening. Don't rely on online registries. There are so many that you could go to park your player profile or resume, often for free. Seems like a great way to get exposure to college coaches. In fact, the more registries you're on, the more exposure, right? Well, not really. So what I want to do in the few minutes that we have left is to teach you how to go beyond normal, where most other athletes are putting their names out there and just parking their resume and their videos on an online registry, but the results aren't happening. I want to teach you how to go beyond normal. First of all, I don't want to totally talk down these registries. There's advantages and disadvantages. So first, let me go through the advantages, the disadvantages, and then what I would encourage you to do. All right, the solution. First of all, one advantage is it gives you a place. You have a place online to send coaches, and that's important. An online service can work to your advantage if you send coaches there. Yeah, some will show up on their own, but it's a place for you to send coaches. You don't have to work hard to set up a website and embed a video because it's already done by the registry's template. You just submit it and it's uploaded. It's a nice place to put it. And usually they're very good looking, good websites, good sites. In your communication with coaches, you can link to your online registry page, your pictures, your video. You can also write the URL if you're sending a hard copy of your letter and profile. So that's one advantage of an online registry. Second thing is it does provide a place for video hosting. You may have to pay extra for that, but it does provide a place for video hosting. You can put it there and on YouTube, but you can put it there. And third thing is views. Some coaches will go there. I'm not saying none of these coaches use online services. They don't go there. Yes, they do go there. And some of these services court to the coaches. So you do get views, possibly, but well, we'll go through the disadvantages in a moment. There are coaches who surf online registries, but it's not the norm, especially the good schools. The great schools have much more sophisticated recruiting programs. So three advantages. There's a place for you to park your player profile, your resume, place online to send coaches. You can put your video there. That's the second thing. And third, you do get some views. The site does get some views. So here are the disadvantages. One, few coaches. Few coaches go there. Most coaches don't look for recruits on online services and registries. Coaches want to recruit athletes who are interested in their school. That's really the bottom line. Make their job easy. A coach doesn't know who is or isn't interested by reviewing their profile. Most coaches actually consider it a waste of time, and I've heard that from coaches, and I've heard it from other families who have relied on these registries as the core of their recruiting campaign. Secondly, disadvantage, I use the word passive. Online registries really do a poor job of attracting coaches. They try to. They're really passive sites, even sites that put emails out to coaches to get them to their registry site, their service, still can't do the job that you do when you personally contact coaches and show genuine interest. Third is cost. You often have to pay a fee to receive premium services from the registry. The free offer usually only covers basic services. For example, as I mentioned, if you want to park your highlight video there, you may have to pay for it. Might not be worth it since you can do that for free on YouTube. Fourth, results. Even the paid services rarely get good results when you consider the odds, when you consider the preferences, the percentages. And they boast and they have testimonials of athletes who have gotten results. But when you consider that with a large number of athletes that park their resume there, their profile, their video, the numbers are really, really small. You must take the initiative. I go back to that. Coaches rarely just find quality recruits. If you want to be considered, you have to step forward. You can't just put your profile on a website and think your job is done. You have to keep following the steps that I've been preaching for over 15 years to maximize your outcome. The fifth disadvantage is competition. since once the coaches get to your page, your profile is alongside hundreds or thousands of other athletes wanting to get recruited to play in your sport, and you may get lost in the crowd. And I tell you over and over again, do things so you won't get lost in the crowd. Getting lost in the virtual world is just like getting lost in the real world. So remember, you must take the initiative. Only the top tier athletes get noticed without putting out the effort. But you're not likely, your kid is likely in the 99%+ of the other athletes who can get lost in the crowd. So you have to put forth effort to get noticed and recruited. If you rely on these registries alone, you'll violate the important principle of taking the initiative. And that's what I preach. That's what works over and over again. It has done that. Just a few quick words on how to maximize online registries, because you may want to use an online registry. There's a role in your recruiting plan, but not at the core of your recruiting plan. There's a role. They're useful tools that you should utilize, but you don't need to work them. But you need to work them into your plan. Don't let them become your plan. Okay? I recommend if you park your profile on an online registry, by all means, point coaches there. It's the same if you have your own website, a convenient place for coaches to look at your profile and or video highlights. When you contact a coach with an introductory package and point him or her to your online profile and video, it shows you're interested in their school. It's a key element that could put you on their radar. The online registry is just a plus, and that is what I want you to hear. You need to go beyond normal. Don't just do what everybody else is doing. Don't go around and say, my kid's on 5 websites now. My kid's on 10 websites, whatever. You know, we're paying for the premium plan and that's going to work. Well, you got to go back to the basics, those 6 steps of recruiting that I teach and have taught over and over again. Well, I hope that helps you. Helps you get some perspective on online registries, because they can be used, but use them to your advantages. It's just one of the tools in your toolbox. As we close here, I want to remind you to download the freebie that's available for you, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship, and you'll also receive as a bonus the 7-day recruiting jumpstart. So How to Get an Athletic Scholarship is free, and then there's a bonus to it, so you can't lose. Make sure you go to recruitme.com or click the link in the show notes. That's recruit-me.com. Well, next episode is number 60. I don't know if I'm going to do Facebook Live on that one. For those who've been watching, leave your comments. Let me know what you thought. If you have questions, would love for you to leave your questions. You can always go ahead and message me on Messenger on Facebook at Recruit Me on our Recruit Me Athletic Facebook page, or you can email me at john@recruitme.com. So I went to the podcasting conference last week in Anaheim, and it was cold. It's 100 degrees there now, but it was cold there last week, and I'm trying to apply what I learned. I hope it works. Tell your friends about this. Let them know where they can get good, solid advice for their recruiting and scholarship journey, okay? And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.